Welcome to another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. And this week, I suppose there is really only one topic to talk about, and that is the coronavirus pandemic, this issue that we're all dealing with, that we're all kind of cooped up in our houses about. The governor is made an announcement and closed a lot of the businesses around the state. A lot of people don't have work to go to today or for the foreseeable future. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're hearing, what the official statements are? It's a little bit confusing out there. What is the latest and what is really going on here?
Well, the cases are continuing to increase across the Commonwealth, which is certainly very concerning. Our first priority is protecting public health and preventing the spread of the virus. And I'm hearing from a lot of folks, and we are all rightly concerned. You know, at the time that we're recording this, I just received notice that there is a positive case, one positive case in Potter County. And so, as I said, the virus continues to spread. Currently in the Commonwealth, it's been reported by the Department of Health that there are 268 confirmed cases. And really in all corners of the Commonwealth, the top priority is public health. I think it's important that we remain calm about it. One of the problems that we have is there's a lot of fear and many folks are panicked. And so I think that despite the uncertainties we face, we need to encourage everyone to remain calm and take necessary steps to protect themselves. And part of that revolves around turning to reliable sources of news. One of the things that I found is that many folks are reading news on social media that in some cases is just not accurate. So we are posting information from the Department of Health, from reliable sources, on my website at repcauser.com, on my official Facebook page, it's PA State Rep Martin Causer, so that we can get reliable information out to folks. As I said, there's been a lot of confusion, especially with the governor's announcement that he was mandating the closure of all businesses that are not classified as life-sustaining in the Commonwealth by 8 p.m. last night. So this announcement came out around 5 o'clock, and within 3 hours, many businesses in the Commonwealth were expected to close. And that, quite honestly, caused a lot of questions and a lot of panic from people all around the Commonwealth. So I know that my offices have been fielding many, many calls from folks, and we're trying to clarify that information. I know that many business owners have questions. I know that many business owners are asking about a waiver process and would like to seek a waiver of the governor's order. The governor's office has set up an email address that you can reach out to seeking a waiver. It's ra-dcexempition@pa.gov. That information is posted at my website and on my Facebook site so that people can access that if they so choose that. My district offices are open to be able to answer questions. And Americans have been tested many times throughout our history, and we always come through even better than we were before. And I'm confident that if we remain calm, if we practice social distancing, if we follow the procedures that are being mandated by the Department of Health and health officials, that we certainly will come through this public health emergency, hopefully very soon.
And we want to stress also that not everything is closed down. You can still get food. You can still get medicine. You can still get gas. These kind of things are available. The governor has not shut these down.
That's correct. I mean, with the announcement last night, many, many folks reached out to me asking for clarification. And restaurants are still open. They are prohibited from having in-facility dining, meaning that people cannot eat inside a restaurant, but you still can have takeout or delivery from a restaurant. So restaurants are open. Grocery stores are open. Pharmacies are open. Gas stations are open. So many, many businesses are still open, and as I said, it's unfortunate with the confusion that's out there, but we're doing our best to clarify. If you need any additional information, you can go to repcauser.com, and we'll do our best to keep everybody updated.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.